something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your kindness, for your love, for your grace, for your presence with us. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, our teacher, our guide, our instructor. Thank you for opening our hearts to the kingdom of God. Thank you for helping us understand the scriptures. Thank you for filling us with your divine presence. We're grateful to you. We're thankful that we can receive the word, that we can acknowledge your truth. Thank you for your grace. And now again, our hearts and our minds are open to hear and receive the word of God. We receive it gladly with faith and meekness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. We started discussing something last Wednesday night, and I want to continue with that tonight. 1 Peter chapter 2 from verse 5. Ye also as lively stones, and that means living stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. And it was something along the lines of our priesthood and sacrifices. And I'll tell you why that is important. You know, we have come to Christ. We say that we are children of God because that's what the Bible says we are. And God does so many things for us. He blesses us in so many different ways. So our lives are full of testimonies. Is that right? But then, what do we do for the Lord? What is our own responsibility? What does God expect of us? What does God want? I always had those concerns, you know, for many years. While growing up, I always thought about what is it we do for God? You know, some people think God is there to answer our prayer. They think that's what he exists for. God doesn't exist for us. We exist for God. He doesn't live for us. We live for him. He's not there for us. We are here for him. And we need to realize this. If we change our thinking along these lines, it'll change our attitude and our way of life and our expectations. Hey, who made who? We didn't make him. He made us. We're not the ones that have a purpose for his life. We don't have a plan for God. It's God who has a plan for us. Because he put us here. So the question we ought to be asking is, why am I here? See, what's the purpose for my life? What does God want of me? Why weren't you still born? Why didn't you die at birth? Why didn't you die when you were growing up? Why are you still here? Not because you're better than others. So you ought to make up your mind, there must be a reason for you still being here. And if there's a reason for you being here, fulfill it. But you know, there are a lot of people who were raised selfish, born selfish, self-centered. All they think about is their own life. All they think about is themselves. Their prayer is full of requests for themselves. All they have ever thought about is themselves. Don't be that kind of a man or woman. All they think about is themselves. What a life. What a wasted life. People who always only think about themselves, what they want for themselves, everything they've ever done for themselves, all the time.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Love World Arena, New Garage, Abadan. Worship with us on Sundays by 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., Wednesdays, lunch hour service 12 noon, evening service 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +234 912 127 0839, +234 805 952 0312, +234 703 229 9349, or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.